call the meeting to order. Eddie, if you want to establish a quorum.
Mark Blackwell. Jim Bronner.
Here.
Randall Cummings.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sarah Kleinfelter. Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Frank Preston.
Here.
Joey Staples.
Here.
Carl Pride. Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
Okay. Sounds like Sarah didn't make it tonight, so I get to sit in the boss's chair. So.
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and explain the meeting procedures.
Sure. This is the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting procedures. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division III application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing and to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Final votes will be heard first. Each project will be reviewed and decided upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Chairman or the Commission. If you do not accept the decision of this Commission, you may appeal to the Board of Adjustment. Applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concepts will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or the persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Okay. Thank you very much. Looks like the first thing we need to do is review the minutes of October 2009. We had a chance to take a look at those. We have a minute or two and take a look at them. And if you're ready, I would entertain a motion.
And I would have a motion to approve.
Vote. Motion to approve. And a second. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved. Final votes. So the first one up here is the Branson Radio Network. Is that right, Eddie?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. We've got somebody here for that. Somewhere.
Yes, sir. He is here.
Whenever you're ready. Is there something for you to do?
Nope. Y'all unless you've got questions, y'all deliberate and vote. Yeah. If you want to ask him any questions, of course, you're free to do that. But I'm basically...
Why don't you come on up in case we have some questions for you. Tell me your name again.
Jim Linkander.
I will remind you, this is the property out near Celebration City. The single, used to be a single family home. I think it was approved at one time for some kind of a spa or something like that. They will be operating out of this on all three levels with a recording studio, I think, in the basement. No additional big antennas, anything like that. Everything that's going to be there is there, if I'm not mistaken. Five to seven employees. There were some different hours kicked around and everything like that. That's probably something you ought to settle on tonight. And see if you need to settle on anything or whatever.
Okay.
If I recall, sewer was adequate.
Yes, he is on public sewer. Are you on public or on septic now?
Are you hooked up to city?
I believe we're hooked up to city.
I can find that real quick. So.
If not, we have enough laterals in that are there.
Yeah. No, this shows to be individual.
Individual.
Present time. Yes, sir. But it was, we did have a letter from the sewer district and everything.
Dave's use only? Is there anyone living in the
facility? Nobody is living in the facility, no.
So it's just for office?
Right. Matter of fact, we even took some of the old satellite dishes down.
Because you're operating internet.
Right.
Operation?
We will probably have secretaries and people there answering the phones from 8 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Every once in a while there might be a studio person there working on some editing or something like that, but that would be on the lower level. Phones would be shut off, except for voicemail and that.
Would there be any possibility of entertaining a nighttime talk show or overnight?
We do have one slated, but not for this location. It'll be coming out of Dallas. It'll go until, it'll actually go to a studio that's in Dallas, and then it'll just be IP'd, her internet protocol, to the house, and then the computers from there will send it to wherever.
Do you keep somebody on site?
No.
You don't even, you know, if there's a possibility that this would go down or anything. You don't have somebody there just kind of monitoring the equipment. Okay.
Just
phone?
That's me, and I'm 3 minutes away. So, I get
and you said something about you had alarms that told
you. Yes, I do have an alarm system that goes on now that has a couple of good horns on it. I'll tell you that. We fired it off last night because I got called by the satellite company. I had to go in, and I forgot to hit the numbers. Yeah, let me know it was there.
System.
Yes, it has an automatic dial too.
Police and fire?
Yes.
And you say you're within 3 minutes.
Yes.
Well, I'm robbing the place.
I'm casing it right now. Need all information. Yeah.
I didn't tell you about the Rottweiler though.
That's the seventh point. Any more questions, Jim? Anybody else? Entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? Motion on the table. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
As the small engine doctor comes to you, this is out on Ridgedale Road.
Okay.
Remember, we showed the video. This is in front of a couple of homes that are out there. I think the only issues that we were really concerned about, he does have his variance because he's less than 2 acres. He does want to build some buildings, everything like that. Y'all talked a little bit about possibly screening, but you had also talked about the fence and the brush that was already there. That's an item that you'll need to settle on. Secondly, we had talked a little bit about the other location would revert back to residential with in a certain amount of time after these new buildings built, he can transfer all the equipment. So that grandfathering for the old business would go away and it becomes residential again. If that's an interest to you, we'll need to put that into the decision of record. But basically, that's it.
Is the new one Division 3 or is it?
This is a Division 3. No, it is a Division 3. He is, and he does have, he will have, I'm sure, some employees and stuff like that, but. And there are a lot of retail customers there.
Building configuration, where they would be on site. That one, yeah. Is that pretty well what you're thinking about?
Yes.
Go ahead and state your name for the record, for us.
Say again?
State your name.
I'm Rick Robinson.
That's right.
What is the distance you have between the lady that came in last week on the other side of this kind of fence row here with the hedges.
Yeah.
This is the fence row. You don't know how far he is.
I wouldn't worry about it as much as if it were even more closer to the road. But the concern might be the distance between the outbuilding, which you've got in perimeter fence there, to the edge. What was your intent there, the distance? Between
you're wanting to know the distance from here to here or from here to the fence?
From the fence to the edge of the commercial building.
From here to here?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that, Mr. Robinson?
Yeah, how far is that?
Yeah, you know about how far that would be? It doesn't have to be exact, but...
I'd say like 75 feet, 100 feet, something like that.
Yeah. That was... Have you talked to the lady that was down there, the chimney person? Have y'all had any discussion?
No.
You know she was in last week,
right?
Didn't have any complaints about the building. She just wanted a few things answered there. Whether you want a privacy fence up or something like that.
75 feet is definitely enough to have a landscape buffer.
He does show this as an enclosed storage area in the future. So,
fenced in that part.
Right, and if you want it, you can fence it in with just a chain link, but if you want it, where it's blocked from view, then you just need to state that.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
Motion to approve small engine doctor relocation with the stipulation in the decision of record that the fenced-in storage area be that of a privacy fence so that I think you mentioned last time that you would want that so people would see what you have in that area. So that's my motion.
Do you want to, or maybe do you want to do anything with the other side, or anything?
There appeared to be a lot of vegetation around the perimeter.
No, I'm talking
where he currently has his business.
Where he has it now.
If anybody would like to add something to that.
I'm just asking. If you don't, that's fine. I'm just going to say, you know.
It reverts back to residential after
well, unless he continues to operate.
Is that two different motions?
Well, I don't know. I'm just. I should have waited a few seconds so we could talk. I'm sorry.
What do we have right now?
All I've got is the addition of the fenced in privacy fence.
Okay.
Did you specify what size?
No, I didn't.
Do you want to?
A minimum height?
6 foot.
That's pretty standard.
Okay, we've got a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion.
You know, if we don't put it in the decision of record, what is the buffer that is minimum that we need here by code? Eddie, can you answer the question?
Buffering is normally 25 feet. It was up to 50.
You know, would you have a problem with 50 feet?
From?
Allowing 50 feet on a buffer instead of 25?
From the property line out?
You said that 75, 50 was...
Yeah, I mean, from here, they're saying no closer.
For when I do the fenced-in area, that wasn't going to be right off the bat, the outside storage. But
well, that would make it even
does it even? I wasn't even sure if I had to put it right in that location. Do I?
Yeah, but
you would just have to make sure it's not within whatever buffer.
Yeah. If he sets 50 feet, and then from this line here, the closest you could put anything would be 50 feet.
Right.
That should be fine with me.
Okay, so you're adding that to the motion?
Okay. 50-foot buffer from the...
From the property on the back side.
So we have
that would be the west line.
Anything else?
Yes, it's the west line.
Any other discussion on the vacation of the current...
Just space, yeah.
Commercial property that is used?
Does it need to vacate back to residential?
I don't think it does unless we specify it does. Is that right?
No, he could continue to use that and under his grandfathering thing. I'm just saying he did agree that wasn't going to happen. So if he does stop and a period of a year goes by, then he would lose that automatically.
Okay.
But if he chose to make that his retail sales center, there would be nothing that we could do about that unless we have it in the decision of record.
I don't think he really wants to do that.
I don't think he does either.
He's talking about having issues with the traffic already there, and that's the main reason why. So we have an amendment. Who made the second?
I second.
We had an amendment with the
50-foot
buffer.
No problem.
You fine with that? Okay. Any other discussion? Everybody understand what the motion is? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you all.
Under concepts, we have coming before you Briarwood on Lake Taneycomo. This is Mr. Hover here. And as you remember, we permitted several buildings out down on Lakeshore Drive there where it used to be the...
Briarwood Resort,
okay. And, of course, things have been slow and everything like that. And there are several things that came through over a period of time. And I'm going to let him explain this to you. They're looking now, we approved it for whole ownership and everything like that, and they're looking to do now some fractional ownership or however Mr. Hover wants to explain that to you and everything. But that's kind of, it's the same project. It's just kind of a different way of selling those, what we've committed. So I'll let him explain to you. Better off. And if you don't know where this is real quick, down on, this is up here on Lakeshore Drive. As you go out, pretty far out Lakeshore Drive on the left there. We also permitted another project right in here. I can't remember exactly where. That was also a condominium building. So, but this is kind of how this is laid out right now. There's one building built out there as far as the condominiums are concerned. It does have its pool and some other things like that. And then there was a couple of buildings, this house here, and I believe there's another one right here that were included in this project. To be kind of renovated, and I don't know if they're going to be split or whatever, but they were part of this project also. And then I believe he's got two more buildings that you can build out there?
Two more buildings yet to be built, right.
And that's kind of what we got.
So the layout is still the same.
Nothing's changing.
It's the ownership style.
Exactly. Well, when I first came to you guys 3 years ago, it was obvious we didn't want timeshare.
Right.
And you guys specifically said whole ownership, but times are changing. And we've only sold one unit in this current market, and our main problem is we can't get banks to lend money on condos. I'm sure everybody knows what's going on. We're looking at doing 13 individual fractional owners, each unit. So each individual would own 4 weeks of each individual unit per year.
So, okay.
So nothing would change other than the ownership restrictions.
Would those individuals have the opportunity to nightly rental?
Oh, we would not forbid them.
So it's not in your covenants or restrictions to restrict those?
No, it is not.
If they were to buy fractions, so it could turn into nightly rental.
Right.
You understand that?
And of course, this is concept, but if you want to do some research on fractional ownership, it comes in a lot of different.
I got a big old book on fractional and timeshare and all that stuff here, and it's timeshare and fractional, kind of the same thing, but the people that we like to call it fractional. So.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between timeshare and fractional?
Yeah, what we're doing, each individual owner would be actually on the deed. And so they're going to own a piece of that 1/13th of that unit. And they're not going to be moving from unit to unit to unit. That's their unit, and that's their 4 weeks. So.
It's kind of how timeshares originally started out. You came in and you bought in this unit, and that was your unit. Now you buy points, and they put you wherever on the project they want to put you when you're in there most of the time.
Yeah, we're not looking for 52 individual owners.
In this situation, in the event that those owners got together and sold that unit, then they would all share the profit or the loss.
Exactly. Now, we have sold one unit to Mr. Beeson, and he's all on board with what we're doing here. So he's okay with it.
Do you have a letter indicating that?
No, but I can produce one.
And what about the nightly rental? Didn't I see where Branson just eliminated that? Just across the river there?
In their residential, in their R1 neighborhoods, they passed a designation that would not be allowed. Now, I'm sure it has to get approval in the other areas, but it was only in R1, wasn't it, Dan? Because they said they were very short on single-family residential areas, and they didn't want that being encroached upon.
Which is a very, very small area.
Yeah, very small.
Why did they do that?
What they said on the radio was they have such a very limited amount of single-family residential neighborhoods that they wanted to preserve those, and they didn't want the additional business running in and out of those places and changing the nature of the neighborhood.
We got a ton of traffic on Lakeshore Drive. We just keep adding to that, really.
And that's something we probably could go back and see. I don't remember if we prohibited nightly rentals on this or not or anything like that, which, you know, may be something that, you know, at that particular time, if you're not comfortable with that, you may be fine with this, but not the nightly rental part of it. You know, it's something that you can think about. You may be fine with all of it.
So you can get that decision record for us?
I can. I'll go back and pull the videos on it also.
I thought I had it with me, but I guess I left it. It does not prohibit nightly rental.
I don't think the decision of record does, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
It doesn't.
But I don't have it with me.
But it didn't allow it either, did it?
No. It did not prohibit it, but it did not say you can't do it. Right.
I can pull the video record to see what was discussed, although we tend not to lean on the video record, although, you know, normally when we do our decision of record, it's based on as presented, and that may have been part of it. But I'll pull it and see and have it for you next month.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? I think we're pretty familiar with the project.
Right.
The ownership style.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Rogers is coming before you. Mr. Rogers owns some property, and I'm going to let him explain to you a little better. It's kind of out in the country. out in this area, there's not a lot of feed stores and stuff like that, and the people that need feed are having to go quite a ways to get it and everything. And what he's asking for right now is the ability to set a like a semi-trailer out there with some feed that they would be using to sell to the area residents and stuff like that instead of having to go all the way in for a feed store. Not wanting to build a building just yet, but if the business takes off, he probably would in the future. So, but he wanted to make sure, you know, he asked us about it, and I said, well, you know, that's really a business out there. We probably should go ahead and get an okay from the planning board to let you set that out there and have basically retail customers out of that. So this is his property here. You can see it's
80 acres.
Got a lot of room.
There's also an additional 80 behind that.
That piece there is 80.
Yes, that's the front part. That's the legal description that I have submitted.
Okay.
Right now you're looking at a semi-trailer or two, you know, with different kinds of feed for the people out in that area that would need it for their animals. So he can explain it a little better to you, but that's the concept.
Okay. My name is Gene Rogers. I'm down Pro Tem. That's in the very southeast part of the county.
I know where it's at.
You know where it is. Yeah. Well, you know, it's pretty desolate down there.
Yeah.
Our closest facility that we have to go to pick up any kind of livestock feed at all, the closest place we have without going to another county is like 30 to 50 miles away. Okay. Whenever you start bringing feed that far, you're looking at quite a freight bill. You know, and whenever that's implied upon all the farmers down there, the way agriculture business is, and that's what this is mainly. It's an agriculture service that I'm offering to the people down there if it's approved through the Planning Commission. What I plan on doing is going to the feed supplier that I have made contact with, and I've dealt with several different ones of them, getting the best prices that I can get. It will be a sacked product. It will be coming in paper sacks, and it will be strictly, it's agriculture. That's all it is. It's feed for livestock, some dog food. If a person wants dog food, if they want a little bit of chicken feed or something like that, we could throw it on the trailer. And we're just going to be able to sell it right there on the property, right off a trailer. There's not going to be any kind of a need for a sewer system or water or electrical or anything like that.
So are they going to pre-order it and then you have it shipped?
No, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have an inventory to begin with on hand.
Uh-huh.
And as this business grows, as they tell me what they need, then I will have it the following week for them.
So would you add more trailers as you...
No, the only thing I'm planning on right now is having a storage trailer on the property. Now, there would possibly be, whenever we have another order of feed, there would be a trailer coming in which we would unload onto the trailer that's sitting on the property.
But most of the time you're going to have one trailer.
Yes, one trailer will be there. Yes, that's all it's going to be. There's
is
one trailer.
Is there going to be a building or is there going to, is this
no,
going to
there's
be
not.
Honesty? I mean, how do they... You send them a bill?
No, they'll pay for it when they pick it up there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll have to be there. Or you'll
no, I'll have someone there on hand, you know, through the daytime, and then on the weekend I'll be there.
And where are they going to sit?
I'll also have a small. I have a little sketch if you all want to see it. I drew this up. I have a little office trailer that I can pull in beside this.
So a little office trailer.
Yeah, yeah, something where we can keep the records and that type thing, you know, for the people. Because, you know, I mean, some of these feeds, you do have to have a sales tax requirement on it.
Right.
Your livestock feed, as far as cattle feed, no, you don't have to have a sales tax. But other types of feed, if it's horse feed or if it's horse, dog, or chicken, then it's required that you collect a sales tax. Does that make sense?
I don't think of the chickens. I don't understand the chickens.
Well, I don't either, but
horses,
dogs, and chickens because they're considered a novelty animal.
Yeah.
Even though they're agriculture. And now, if you were at Tyson's, you know where they're running thousands and thousands of them. You know, then they're not novelties anymore. But yeah, that's my primary intent, you know, is just having agriculture products there that I'd be able to furnish to myself and my neighbors and anyone else that wants to come on the property to buy feed.
Okay.
And then later on, if it develops into a bigger business, then I'll be back to see you because we'll be putting in a permanent structure.
Well, hopefully.
You know, like I said, you know, the closest facility we had is like 30 to 50 miles away, and there's even people. See, I'm only 2 miles from Arkansas. And there's also a lot of people across in Arkansas over there, you know, that would be interested in coming over and buying feed. They used to years ago, you know, but it's just
you know.
So this would be like a special use?
Yes, it's a special use permit. Yes, it is.
We'll come to you as special use, mm-hmm. Sir.
Any other questions? Jim, you're...
Okay. Mr. Rogers, any future intent of selling agricultural chemicals from the
city? No.
Okay.
No, even though I am licensed to buy them, I do have a licensed applicator license, and I can buy them. But no, I do not intend to do that.
Okay.
No.
That's a totally different
no.
That's good things to remember.
That requires a hazardous license, and I do not want to go through that. That's too far fetched.
Doesn't have anything to do with this issue, but where are you getting your feed from, Gene?
I'm going to be getting it from two different places. There's a independent mill at Bakersfield, Missouri, and then there's also a feed company at West Plains, Missouri. Are you familiar with those places?
Yes.
Are you? Okay.
Do you have a preference on where you get it?
No.
Am I going the wrong way with them?
I don't feed either one of those feeds, but I go to Theodosia or Dom's or Springfield.
Right. Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's so far away, you know, that for the people that live down there.
I'm curious what brand of feed you.
Yeah.
You're a little shop there. I understand.
He's shopping around, isn't he? I understand. He may come down and help us out.
I'm just a little bit west of there. So.
Yeah, I know.
You have to shop around today with the prices.
Yes, you do, yeah. When the cattle prices are down like they are now and feed prices are high, you've got to shop around and do the best that you can do to consumers.
That doesn't have anything to do with this issue.
No, it doesn't.
Anything else?
Sure.
All right, we'll see you next month.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, we're under permit renewals now.
Okay.
I have some of those that you probably don't have on your, but first up would be Murder Rock Cabanas. Murder Rock Cabanas is at Branson Creek. There's, if you remember around the district, this is the big flat here and everything. Of course, the clubhouse is out there, and around the clubhouse they're building several different things like that. You know, we've approved the cabanas at Murder Rock. There's a couple more projects out there, I don't remember why. But it's just time for a permit renewal. Hasn't expired yet or anything like that. So
they've got one building probably about 80% complete. That's all that's on it right now. And with the economy, you know they're not pushing forward. Most of the utilities are put in.
Right. This was a total of
Empire's
units.
In there put electric in.
Yeah.
They've been working with Pat Barnett getting easements
in
there.
You need to get some buildings in there once we get
didn't
the
have
well, there's one almost there.
it's total of 40.
But that's what it is. It's just we want to get the permit renewed because... No, the project's not complete far enough to not worry about that.
Empire's going to get your money back. We'll have to extend this
one. They got a lot of dollars worth of underground in there.
That's right. Any other questions? It's a permit extension.
I'll make a motion to extend.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
I think it's nice that somebody comes in before it expires and asks for
something. Yeah.
Now
she called me.
We've got we're tracking this stuff.
So that, the last couple months,
right?
They've all been
because
she called me. I think it was last Tuesday, and then we got on the agenda that day. Didn't we?
We started tracking this stuff so you wouldn't have that happening. So,
any other discussion?
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
We have another permit extension. Sean Bradford's here with Oakmont. If you remember back about a year, that's been 2 years now, but this hasn't expired yet either because it had out at Oakmont, they came back. Mr. Bradford was here about this time of the year asking for an additional 80 cabins on their place out there just to be kind of sprinkled in. Over the amount.
At the old golf course?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. And everything. And that's just coming up due. Now, they've got some new plans in the work, and they're probably going to be back before you, but this will expire on the 19th. So he's here before you asking you to extend this permit. And that's basically all we need, but he's there if you'd like to talk to him.
How much you got constructed so far? Did you act on any of it?
We haven't even started. I was actually going to ask if we could reduce the amount of houses we had planned on doing. Down to like 15 or 20.
We can You can always build less, Mr. Bradford. You just don't get you just don't get any more permits. In that being the case, once some of these start going in, you'll have infrastructure, and you won't have to go back to do this again.
Right.
But I know you've got some other things possibly in the work, and you may bring it back and just make this whole request at one time on everything out there.
Okay. Any other questions?
I make a motion to approve.
Motion?
Second.
Second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Mr. Bradford, if you'll call her tomorrow, she'll tell you what else she needs from you. And
all right.
I'll go from there. We're into old and new business now. We've got Jim Duncan from Paradise Point here today. Mr. Duncan called last week, a week before, wanting to know what the approval was for the place out there at Paradise Point. This came through in the early 90s or late 90s as Prairie Point. And there's some decisions of record that say we're going to put in some single-family homes and we're going to put in some condominiums on these two lots. And somewhere down the line in 1999, another plat was drawn, and Planning and Zoning has been acting off of the plat that Mr. Duncan does have copies of, and he'll share that with you. Even before I was here and everything, and I have permitted a building off of that for lack of a clear decision of record on this particular issue. My question to you guys was, did any of you remember, sometimes things like this will come for you and they'll have that and you'll approve it to be handled administratively, and we don't actually get a record of it sometimes. I didn't figure Mr. Preston or Mr. Cummings would remember, but I didn't know if some of the other guys might remember that happening back in the 90s and everything. But anyway, what we'd like to do is, show you this plat that Mr. Duncan has with him. Clearly, we cannot do what that original decision of record was, and for some reason there was something granted to follow this plat evidently. And I guess what I'm asking is this. Do we continue on with this plat? Do y'all want to hear this and approve it like that so we have a new, clean decision of record? But I'd like them to show it to you first of all. There's plenty of room for what's on there.
Is that what's showing? Is it?
This is the whole property here. There are four buildings out there now, Mr. Duncan, is that correct? If you go ahead and hand them those two plats, Mr. Duncan, let them look at them, you'll see that buildings have come around here, a few more down here, and a couple down here, for a total of, I believe, 10, maybe 11 buildings. I just can't find anything anywhere that states, amount of buildings, amount of units, or anything like that, so there was no limit there. The only thing it did state was lots, one of them says lots 11 and 13, one of them says lots 12 and 14, I think. But it's just so vague and everything, and I just don't know. And we'll ask Ms. Kleinfelter and the other people that aren't here. We've been trying to find information. We have gone up to the recorder's office looking for something, and nothing else. Mr. Dixon cannot find anything relating to this either. So I just didn't know if something had been agreed upon or what the deal was, or if we need to bring it back through and get something that defines it.
Well, I don't remember anything on it, but I wasn't here in the 90s either. And I don't think, does anybody recall anything?
It was before my time.
Administratively?
Now, if it's 99, it would have been before my time. Not very much, but just about that.
Well, Mr. Wolf might have been.
The plat is filed on that. We're getting ready to start working on that, but it's lotted. It's actually lotted and recorded. The plat is for the footprint of every building, just the way those buildings are built.
There is a recorded plat on that?
Yeah. Okay. And lot 11 is the center part, and it's even got an amended plat on it. So it's been platted and amended. But if you go out there and look on the ground, most of the pads are already existing on the ground. It's pre-built.
And if that's the case, then we're okay to go ahead with what he's got because he would have a valid plat. But I couldn't, like I say, Mr. Dixon.
I can pull it for you and point you the state to it. Okay.
If you would do that, then that'll throw up a lot of problems.
But I was, when that project started, I was with Roselle at that point, and the project was approved for condominiums out there on the site. I wasn't involved in the city, you know, representing it here, because I was trying to think of the gentleman's name that originally.
Ryan Richardson.
Yeah, Ryan Richardson. And was the original person that did that.
So if there is a plat, then that's this is moot. But let me ask you.
Can you? I think the next step would be to check and see where we are there, and then if there are issues, we can plat them back to get it cleaned up.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were hoping to accomplish here tonight, to see if anybody had any recollection or anything. Our good fortune that you're here. So that's what we'll do. We'll appreciate that first.
And you're wanting to build the same buildings that was in this plat originally?
Yeah, same foot. Yeah.
Right.
We were just trying to. It couldn't change anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll get with you, Mr. Duncan, as soon as I hear something.
So you'll let us know?
Yes, sir. I'll let you know next Monday night.
There's another one of your flyers here.
Now, my question would be, if it's already that way, is there any reason for
it? No, it is not. We could not find anything.
Yeah, if he finds everything and it seems to be fine, that's fine.
We just couldn't find anything to let him know. And so we just wanted to see if y'all remembered that or if you wanted to hear it again for the rest of that. But if there is a plat, we're in good shape. But I had Mr. Dixon looking for it and everything. We couldn't find anything, but who knows what name it's under or anything like that.
Okay.
Had a call today from Jerry Causey. If you remember, we permitted a storage area for Mr. Causey up on Headwaters Road there, but he also has the one on 165. Mm-hmm. In there, he's got a fairly large office area. And, of course, it's commercial and everywhere. He's wanting to split the office area and make a nail salon for his daughter. So my question is, do you want to hear that as a project, or do you want us to look at that and say this can meet the qualifications and handle that administratively?
He is on
the public sewer. I'm sure it will some, but because. But because of the fact that, I mean, there would be customers there more than renting a unit or opening and closing a unit, something like that. So, yes, but it is not a septic system or anything like that. It is sewer, I believe, probably it runs to Hollister, if I'm not mistaken, through the county sewer and everything. So, but I didn't know if you wanted to hear it because it is an add-on to the business that's there.
I think it's similar enough in nature that they could just go ahead. How's the commission feel?
Yeah,
I mean, for
they'll have public utilities on there.
I mean, they've got. That's what I'm saying. They would have to meet parking. They'd have to meet the health standards.
Right. They have to meet everything already.
Right.
And they're not increasing the size of any of the buildings.
No, the buildings remain the same.
Oh, it's just part use.
Right. He's got his office area there. He's going to kind of split it and remodel it for that. But if you want to hear it, I'll tell him to fill it out and come on in.
Jim? No, you want to hear it? Because you were asking questions, so I don't
check any area.
We don't need, we won't really need a motion. I just need a.
Yeah, I just want to
If you're coming down from, on 165, you come on down, you pass 265. No, it's before you get to 265.
Doors? Is it in
Dollar? Yes, I believe it is.
They right here.
On the Board of Adjustment?
Board of Adjustment. Yeah. They right behind it.
The Critter Road?
Rasney. Down that road. Yeah.
And then this would be the guy who's the insurance agent.
Brad LaCour.
Brad LaCour. This is Brad LaCour's place here. So it's actually before you get down to, and 265 will be down in this area here.
There's a real pretty substation on the other side.
It's a big storage.
I think everybody's fine.
Yeah, we'll handle that with him then.
Okay.
Lastly, I have Mr. Strahan here with us. He wanted to talk with you just a little bit about the airport. While he's coming, I'll bring you up to speed. He's going to show you the plat and probably tell you some of the issues that he's having out there. We did finally get a minor sub and a bond in place. I believe that that will be adequate to handle everything. Took a lot of effort on Mr. Preston, Randy Hayes, Road and Bridge, and everything, but we did get that, and so that should be platted soon. Wrote a letter to the effect that you know, we're allowing this in hopes of bringing the whole project back into compliance. You know, kind of specific about that and everything, that we're allowing this one minor sub and everything like that. Mr. Strahan was here last week, and I think you asked him a few questions, and he's back here to kind of...
Yeah, from what I heard discussion of last week, I don't believe the board fully understood what was going on down there. We talked about a minor sub of six parcels being sold, and I think a gentleman over here said as long as they're over 2 acres, you know, and we can bring it in compliance. Those kind of statements were made. I brought a map of what we've had to do in the assessor's office, and as you can see on this map, there's well over six parcels that's been sold.
Yeah, we actually are aware that there's over six parcels.
And I didn't know whether you were
sure.
Aware
no,
that
anything,
they butted
any
the runway.
You give us would be good.
That's the way we had to map them.
Okay.
And on the sales letters of them, we had to use a brief description, a.k.a. Lot 30, because we don't have nothing to go by.
There's no plat.
And this runway... These lots butt against the runway, and that runway actually crossed the county road. I guess you're aware of that. Here it is mapped out, and the six parcels you were referring to is up in this area,
uh-huh.
And as a parcel as a whole. We have sales letters coming in at $60,000, and a little concerning to me on approval of some of this stuff is there's a comment on the bottom of this sales letter on one of those small lots. Now, they're less than around a half acre. And the gentleman that signed it said that he wanted me to know that property has decreased in value by $20,000 since he purchased it. So I was concerned for the board approving something that a gentleman basically said he might have got took on when he bought it. So that's out there, and I know we haven't heard anything from these guys. You guys hadn't as the planning board, but let me tell you, when I go to tax them in rural Taney County for what they paid for them, I'm going to hear from them
right.
Severely because it's drove values. We've seen the sales down there of $120,000 on these little old lots. So that was my concern. We have no way of platting and knowing where the lots are even at. We just have to take it on ourselves to plat them, and they're right. I didn't know you could have even a private, that close to a private runway, much less a one that they're considering servicing 300 people on or something. So from the conversations I heard last week, trying to put it all together in perspective to my mind and questions that was asked here, I didn't know whether you guys knew all this stuff that was going on.
I know that... I appreciate that you bring that to our attention, and of course you just caught a little snippet of what we've been talking about for a while, and we are very aware that there are still a lot of issues out there that need to be cleaned up. This was one little bitty step in trying to get that where it's supposed to be, that they have got it out of whack at this point. And so we're aware
there's probably 30 some odd properties out there altogether. Yeah. And I think we calculated about 18 to 20 different owners. And this particular plat we know would affect one of those lots, plus that lodge that she split up several different ways, several different times.
Yeah.
Our hope is this will put a main road into there and then allow her to continue to take the proceeds from this and bring these other places into compliance. Because we do have a stop work order in place on that whole piece of property. And when we put a stop work order, we request that the developer come to us with some kind of a workable plan that will allow them to bring their project back into compliance. We did not lift our stop work order. We were very specific that the only work that could be done out there would be the work necessary to provide the requested infrastructure for this minor sub. You know, that was something that was discussed by several people that weren't in this room, but something that we tried to make the board aware of so they would know, and it is a very, very ugly situation.
Your decision of the board
is going to put the assessor's office in a tremendous bind. I'm going to have to value 3/4-acre lots for $100,000. With no services to those lots, no utility whatsoever, no sewer, no water, no road. When they come to my office, and even though they paid the $100,000, they say, Mr. Strahan, you as assessor, find me a comparable lot and the value of it that has no sewer, no water, no utility, but you valued mine at
$100,000. You'll have to use the other sales in there as comparables. I mean, for right now, to do the valuation, because there are multiple sales in there.
But the one point that I would like to clarify is where you said your decision of the board. What they're doing out there is not what we decided they would do. So that's a little misleading. So really, it's their actions that they've done out there, which has put you in a bind.
Yes.
If they would have followed our decision, then it would be being done properly. And it's currently not being done properly. There is a difference.
Yes,
that's why the stop work order.
Right. I knew you did that, and I appreciate that, but it still left us.
I know. I don't think anybody here is happy about the situation, but we are trying to resolve it.
Okay.
Not just, obviously, for the county, and obviously for all the citizens of the Taney County, but also for these folks that have bought lots.
Right.
So we can get it into compliance and to try to protect them also along with Taney County. I know we've got some work to do.
What it boils down to is the people that sell the lots and the people that own the lots didn't follow the direction of this
board.
That's
right.
So that's their fault.
Right.
That they got took for the $100,000 or whatever it is. Because before they bought the property or lot down there, they should have known that it has to be a certain size. Right. And if it's not surveyed out and done a leaps and bounds, then...
The whole project... The ones you just mentioned, the 3/4-acre lots and the stuff that obviously is a big concern to you, that's not what we approved.
But he can't step outside of that development and find any comparable lot.
I understand.
So, right.
And it's so I know it puts you in a bind, but we didn't put you there. We're trying to fix it.
I know.
But so I just wanted to clarify.
I know what's going
our
on.
Our decision didn't do
with it.
Their actions did it.
But are they going to be grandfathered in, I guess, would be my question.
No.
Are these folks, how are these folks going to, they're going to be on me. They're going to be on me, and you guess what? If I was in their shoes, I would rip the assessor apart on it.
They didn't do their due diligence.
Right. And probably something that Mr. Paulson needs to be involved with due to the fact that they have bought land and lots that are not in compliance with Taney County, and there's no plat filed.
Yeah.
James, my problem with it was we approved a plot out there that called for sewer system and no small lots. Now, the other night in here, their salesman was in here, and he's just telling us about being up in Detroit to air show and trying to sell lots, and he wasn't selling anything less than 2 acres. Well, they don't have any 2 acres approved. And I wanted to stop him from getting other people involved here until they brought a plot in that had 2 or more acres, if that's what they're going to sell. Now, Eddie says they told him that they weren't selling any lots. I don't know. She'll tell you anything.
The developer did state, and I have that in writing, that and until the issues were resolved, they wouldn't be selling any more properties out there. Again, I have checked with Linda in your office. Try to do it once a week, and as of my last check with her, no more recordings of anything have been done.
So. That is correct. Somewhere 1st of May. But I just wanted to make you, from the conversations I heard, and like I say, it has been, but I'm the original guy that walked up to Bob Paulson and laid these sales letters down and said something's bad wrong here before you guys even heard about it.
Yeah.
And so I've been aware that it's happening, and it's, and like I say, I just told Bob, I said, this can't be happening, Bob. So I'll take the load of what's coming, but I know it's not going to be pretty. So, guys, I appreciate you.
Thanks for bringing that. I mean, to make sure we know, because this one especially, we need to stay informed on, because currently they're not doing. If they would have done what they were supposed to do from the beginning, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
But James, it ain't just the taxes. Those people that's got those small lots out there are not going to be able to build because they're not 2 acres. And there's no road to them. There's no way to get to them unless you got a helicopter.
But my major concern, too, is, and you guys don't realize it as the assessor, I've got to look at some old-timer that's got a two-acre lot down there for sale and what is the value in the state's eyes.
Yeah.
So it's this is about a five- or six-fold thing. It's not just approving and bringing them in compliance that we've got to look at here.
I was wondering if there's a way internally as at the county, if we, yourself, someone from, maybe Eddie from Planning and Zoning, and Mr. Dixon could get together and somehow or another come up with an idea or a plan so that we could prevent this from happening in the future. Because right now there's nothing that prohibits... She can continue to do so, and we don't, I think, legally have anything that we can stop her from doing so.
We had asked Mr. Dixon how to go about this, and of course he suggested that we have the county commission approve an ordinance stating that any subdivision of land before it's recorded needs to be approved by planning and zoning. As of last month, that document had not been made. We did check with other counties to see what they had in place. Most of them say we don't approve anything without planning and zoning's approval, although they all will agree that they don't have the right to do that. If they feel if they were challenged on that, that they would be in the same boat that we're in. Then the recorder would record whatever legal description or warranty deed that comes his way. Mr. Dixon felt that if we could get that in place, he could at least say, "Is this involved the subdividing of any land?" And if they answered yes, then he would at that point say, "You need to see planning and zoning to make sure that this meets the requirements." That's his suggestion on how we go about that. We don't have that in place yet, so.
I think it's something we should look at.
But I'm open to any kind of suggestions you might have.
Well, I just know whenever we did a little subdivision, we had to have a road in before we could start.
Right. I was new here. I was here at the time. He brought me a plat.
And I mean, I was told plat. That in no indirect terms.
And,
you've got to have your road
there
before
him,
you start selling.
You can bond this, yeah. Which he did. They put the road in, came back. I gave him his money back and everything. But, I mean, we told him you've got to have a plat.
Well, we have requirements like that now.
We do.
You have to have...
We do. And that's how this thing got awry, because they chose to interpret our rules differently, and they began to get a company that would write them their legal descriptions that they wanted, and Bob Dixon would record those legal descriptions, at which time they would go to the assessor's office and they would plat them.
So,
But that's not his job to stop that.
Right.
I mean, when he gets it, he plats it.
But that's my... If they would have done... We asked them to do what they asked for.
Right.
Then we wouldn't.
Well, now, Eddie has said he's talked about state law and airstrips, but I was telling Eddie, I leased a place one time with an airstrip on it, and there was no obstructions around that airport that could be around that airport because it's listed on the National Geographic study as being an airport. Even the little fence that went across there had to be below wing level and breakaway post. You know, so there's some restrictions out there for an airport, and I can't feature under good faith clause of selling something that you're going to sell somebody to build a house on the airstrip. And that's what's occurring according to our mapping.
And I did talk to Mr. Parent, and probably part of this big agreement was that they will be coming back through with the new Division III request. And at that time, we probably ought to get Mr. Parent to frequent that meeting and to let us know what he knows, because there have been some requests such as using the road as a runway. I don't know that we can approve that or not approve it or whatever. And under certain circumstances, the FAA does not have any rules and regulations, but it goes into is it published or not published and what does that mean? Hopefully... I know at one time they were talking about on this one runway, it was for smaller airplanes because they want to add a second runway in there, and using that as the road to access the houses and also land the airplanes on, and then I guess those airplanes could just drive onto their house. But I wouldn't think you'd want to build it right on the edge of the runway.
Like I said, from listening to the conversation, I did catch just bits and pieces, right. But I heard the 2 acres mentioned, and I heard different things that I knew wasn't occurring according to our map.
Well, we do appreciate that. It was just a little bitty snippet of what we were trying to deal with to try to get this in compliance, but thank you.
But I'd like to make another statement, if I can, sir, about something I heard earlier.
Uh-huh.
when you gentlemen go to approving nightly rentals, if you do, you've all of a sudden jumped into commercial, and I'm not sure a residential permit is what they need.
Right, and
or any nightly rentals.
That was a concept.
Okay.
When, all right. Mr. Strahan, while you're here, so you'll know, normally if we are approving any nightly rental, we try to make them know that they are going to be changed to commercial. Right. But we also are telling them we're going to need a letter from your office stating to us that they've come in and made that contact so that you can change their assessment.
Okay. So, thank you. Thank you very much for that. But it is a commercial venture once they go to the
We're just raising the question.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Eddie, did I understand you say that she had made bond now for the road that's on this 6 lots?
On this minor sub. Do we have that, Dan? We don't have that. You don't have the minor subplat, though, do you?
No.
Yes, sir. We've had, I think, 3 drawings of that minor sub since one since last week, as a matter of fact, it was turned into us. Randy and I spent some time out there. Randy's been out several times. Frank and I have been out there. We measured grades. We did a whole lot of stuff, and they turned us in an engineer's estimated cost to complete. We felt it was a little bit light for what they were trying to do. We went out and looked, and as Frank and Randy figured that up, it indeed felt a little bit light. Randy went out again. They shortened the road, did some other things, and brought in an estimated cost to complete that looked to be very well in the ballpark. And with the corrections that need to be made and everything like that, Frank and Randy with Road and Bridge, of course, satisfied with it. They say it's good to go. I say, you know, they're the experts. It's good to go on that road. We did bond it at 120% of the estimated cost to complete. And if we have to, Mr. Preston will have his vehicles out there putting that road down for you.
So she'd come up with enough money to bond that for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
That's what I have.
That's all we've got?
Yes, sir. Unless y'all wish to discuss anything else, that's all I've got.
No, I think we're going to wait on the rest of our stuff to look over it.
Did I see Aegis on the agenda?
No, sir, they're not. They were just here in case you had any questions about anything from last week. But I think Mr. Pingleton is wanting to wait until the rest of the board's here.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to look over all this anyway.
Okay. I doubt anybody has.
It's a document with a lot of work ahead of it. So. Yes. You know, it's a good start, so continue to look at that so we can, unless somebody wants to discuss it tonight, okay? Then let's continue to look at it so we can get the ideas on things that are good, some things that we like, some things that we don't, and so we can work towards getting a document that will work for Taney County, okay?
Other than I think our focus is just to look at the description of the...
Look at the divisions and see
right.
if that's something that we can define or need to define.
Not the entire document.
No. Nope. Right. No, the other stuff's just filler.
Is there anything you want to discuss tonight, Frank?
Nope.
All right, in that case, I'd take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
All right, we are adjourned.
Keep it.